Well, good morning or good afternoon, whenever you're hearing this message from the pastor's thoughts. I like my thoughts, and I like sharing my thoughts, but my thoughts aren't always the right thoughts. So you have to be able to turn your ear to the insight of God's wisdom instead of the preacher's wisdom. You know, and we're studying the book of Proverbs and the pastor's thoughts and prayers to continue on with what we started with the Bible study on Wednesday night at the church. Then COVID hit, and then we had to quit doing that. So, but the book of Proverbs is so important, and that's why I wanted to share with you my thoughts on the book of Proverbs, and then for you to also get into the book of Proverbs for yourself. We're at chapter 5 this week. And as I said before, it's an easy book to study. It's an easy book to recite. I like to recite it out loud when I'm looking at it because it blesses me. And there's only 23 verses in the book of Proverbs chapter 5. And as we know, most of them were written by Solomon, but not all of them. But Solomon was talking to his son in the first 9 chapters of the book of Proverbs. I say his son. And it could have been his daughter, too, but in that day and time, as you know, the son was always at the top of the pecking order, but the ladies were also important. In chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Turn your ear to my words of insight." And they're little pithy sayings all the way through, and you can hide the Word of God in your heart just by reading them out loud. And also, thinking about some of the Proverbs that are in chapter 5. It's a very interesting book. And it's also a book of ways of thinking about, you ever know about the Mexican hat dance? I didn't really know exactly much about the Mexican hat dance and what the Mexican hat dance had to do with Proverbs chapter 5 verse 18, but it's celebrating romance. That's what the Mexican hat dance is, and it's during this upbeat dance that the man places his sombrero on the ground, and at the very end the woman grabs the hat and both hide behind it to seal their romance with a kiss. The romance is also being observed. The dancers, while they're enjoying their partner, know there's an audience. And in the same way, we read, "For your ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all your paths," in verse 21. God wants to protect our relationships, and he's constantly watching us. Not to strike us down, but to watch us. He is always there. And if we please him through the loyalty that we show to each other, God's happy about that, because it's about relationships, and relationships are so important. And that's why the book of Proverbs just focuses on relationship and love and understanding and grace. And God protects us from the enemy, who likes to sow discord and chaos and division within us. We're seeing a lot of that now today as you watch the news media and all these crazy trials and all that kind of stuff. The enemy is the devil, and there is a literal devil, in my opinion, because I deal with him every day, and I'm sure that most of you deal with him every day. He's always that guy on the other shoulder whispering into our ear, but then we got the Holy Spirit that keeps us straight. And we know the truth, and the truth sets us free, and it makes the devil mad. Resist the devil, and he will flee, what Scripture says. Amen? But within our family and among our friends, we ask God to give us the awareness of and the ability to put on the whole armor of God, which you have given to us. And we thank you for that, O Lord. And in the Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, the youth group did a whole series on that, putting on the whole armor of God. You might remember if you was at church that time, or they came into the church dressed up in costumes, and they did a recitation of what it means to put on the whole armor of God. So we thank you, God, that you arm us for battle. And we thank you for the opportunity to share that with others, that you will find sanctuary in our spirits, in our life, and we pray and thank you for the victory. Well, this is a time of Thanksgiving this week, and I think it's very appropriate for the book of Proverbs, chapter 5, as we look at the beauty of love, which is kind of like a subtitle of that book of chapter 5. So we all come to this part in our little recitation of my thoughts and prayers, and we thank you for that. So join me in a prayer, because we have so many on our prayer list. We have so many that's mentioned aloud in the church and in the sanctuary. But you know, God knows our heart, and he knows your prayer and your prayers. And we just like to come into a prayer of agreement with you and for you, because God loves you, and he wants to hear from you. Now, it's okay for us to pray a prayer of intercession. We're honored and thankfulness that we're able to do that, because sometimes it says, where two are gathered, there I am also in your midst, Jesus says. So prayer of intercession is good. It's a way of lifting up a prayer to the Lord. But you can talk to the Lord yourself. You don't need a priest. You don't need a written prayer card. You don't need anything, because you have direct access to the King of Kings through your prayer. Jesus, hear my prayer. And we always know that we're to ask and pray in Jesus' name. So I challenge you. We come together and we want to do prayer concerns and so forth. And it's important. If you have one, send it to Phil or send it to myself in either a text or an email, or just send it to the church by regular old snail mail, as they say. But I want to close today with a prayer. And this is an important prayer, because it comes in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Also, over in John 17, you've heard me say this many times, Jesus taught the disciples how to pray, but in John 17, Jesus is praying for us as he sits at the right hand of God the Father. And he says, Lord, you know, I know these people. I've been there. I went there in the flesh, and I just want to understand them, and that's why I went. But we also thank you. So he wants to lift up a prayer to the Father for us. Can you imagine? That is awesome that Jesus prays for us. Gracious and loving God, thank you for Jesus and for caring for all of our loved ones. You have given them a spirit which is attuned to you, a discerning mind to discriminate between truth and lies, as we talked about in the message of the youth message. What is truth? An humble and a teachable heart. That's what we want, Lord. And most of all, we want you to help us to share that experience of your extravagant and tender love for all of us. Thank you, Father, for the nearness and the way that you support us in our relationships. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Where you are, there is power. And we desperately need you to love us well. And we desperately need to have the Holy Spirit and the power within us that you have given to us so graciously. And we thank you for the unity of purpose and vision within those. And we especially, O Lord, when we're exhausted and busy and disconnected from each other, heal the broken places within our relationship. And we're resentful and ungratefulness and frustration take root. Equip us to build the foundation of our relationship on your ways and your value and your kingdom. May God add his blessings to the reading and the prayer of this particular part of the scriptures. And we thank you for all of scripture, Lord. And we thank you for the blessings of knowing that what we have. You know, it's talking about, though, and giving us the wisdom and the gratefulness for love for all of our families, and especially all of us. Thanksgiving can be a trying time. This coming Thursday, we have Thanksgiving, and people say sometimes that's the most stressful part. It's, you know, Thanksgiving, coming together with family and friends, some we don't like, some we don't. Just take a moment and say, thank you, Lord. And we rely on the scriptures about thankfulness. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you who belong to Christ Jesus. New Living Translation. But pay special attention to be thankful in all circumstances. Notice the word in and not for all circumstances. We don't like all circumstances, but you know what makes the devil the maddest is when we look at all the circumstances and we give God the glory and honor as we try to come together to be thankful. And we thank you for so many things. God never wants us to be thankful for hurtful and evil things of this world. So as family and friends come together, just say, thank you, Lord, for the perfect opportunity to give a word and thanks and praise for all of the ones who gather with us for Thanksgiving. And we can say, who gave us all of this wonderful opportunity of praise? And you can share the love of God that was shared with us on the cross of Calvary. And we also close the prayer of Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers with reciting the Lord's Prayer. It's a wonderful prayer. It's a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with as we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth and as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Enjoy the food, enjoy the fellowship, and just thank God for the opportunity to say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us, including life in this world and the gift of eternal life. We are truly a thankful people. Amen.